And also, you are writing about the pouch churches. And that's interesting. How you coined that word pouch?
Well, pouch is actually an acronym. It's an English language little device to help us remember the key elements that we find in every healthy church. The P stands for participative Bible study and worship groups. Now, participation means that you're not just sitting and passively listening to the pastor teach you. You're engaging in a discussion of God's Word. You're applying it to your life. You're submitting yourself to it in obedience. Or you're also leading in music or leading in worship or leading in prayer, so that in pouch churches, everyone is involved. It's a very lively, participative type of church. The O in the word pouch stands for obedience. In church planting movements, you obey two tracts of authority. One is the Word of God. And church members will measure themselves and hold themselves accountable for this. They'll say, how did you do in obeying God's Word this week? The second track of authority is the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And the great thing about these two tracks of authority is that they run parallel. The Word of God is never in conflict with the Lordship of Jesus Christ, nor is the Lordship of Christ ever in conflict with the Word of God. The U in pouch stands for unpaid multiple church leaders. I must say that there's nothing wrong with a church leader being paid. This is a very biblical teaching. Jesus said the laborer is worthy of his hire. Paul said, do not muzzle the oxen when it grinds the grain. But at the same time, both Jesus and Paul gave examples of not receiving pay for what they did. And so both paid and unpaid church leadership models are biblical models. The key is that the unpaid, at the beginning especially, is rapidly reproducible. And so in church planting movements, we see people who say, I still have my secular job. I'm still a shopkeeper. I'm still a farmer. I'm still a teacher. But I'm also helping others as we lead a church together. And by being full-time employed in another job, it means that they have to depend on other church leaders to help them. By having multiple leaders participating in a church leadership, it raises up more and more leaders. So you have more leaders available for new church starts, and it helps fuel the movement. The C in the word pouch stands for cell groups. These are small groups. We try to counsel people to start with churches that are smaller than 20 in number. Certainly they grow larger than this, but if they're going to meet in homes, they tend to stay small. Yes. And by staying small, they stay highly accountable. No one can be missing from church without everyone noticing that person being missing. And so they watch out for each other. They take care of each other. It's impossible to stay silent while everyone else discusses God's Word. You have to get involved. Yes. And this involvement is what increases the level of discipleship that takes place in these house churches. And that leads to the final H. The H is stands for homes or houses. In church planting movements, pouch churches meet in homes, and it's in the context of the home and the family that real discipleship and real transformation takes place. If we only have to go to church once a week and we leave our home to go to a church building, it's all too easy for us to leave our wolf skin there at the home and put on a sheepskin while we walk
Sunday
into
morning,
the church. Yeah, we look very pious, very religious for at least 2 or 3 hours. And then we take off our sheepskin, put a wolfskin back on, and live like the devil, unfortunately, the other 6 days of the week. Now, I'm not saying all Christians do this, but I am saying that if the church meets in your home, you can never escape the church.
No way.
There's no way. It infects every relationship. It infects your finances. It infects your relationship with your husband or wife. It infects your relationship with your children. And the gospel begins to transform those relationships. And the house church becomes a Christ-like home.